Hello, everybody, and welcome back. My name is Nick, and this is the East Coast Survival Network Podcast. For this episode, we're going to be talking about trusting others in a shit-hit-the-fan situation. Are you going to be able to trust somebody if you're just driving along trying to, you know, find a hideout or find, you know, loot bags that maybe you left on the side of a road? Or when you're out looking for food or looting or whatever you plan on doing, if you come across people that seem like they're in need, that seem like, you know, they got their hands out on the side of the road or their thumb out, are you going to pick up a hitchhiker? You know, hypothetically speaking, we'll talk about, let's just say there is marshal's order and it is, there's looting and rioting and, you know, you hunker down for a few days. You want to go out and search for food and water. You're running low after the 2 weeks of, you know, laying low and stocking up on stuff. Let's just say you go out and you're looking. The town seemed desolate at this point. A majority of the food and the medication from hospitals and vets are all basically gone. And you come across what looks like, let's just say a guy, mid-30s, well-built. He just seems like he's just down on his luck, and he doesn't, you know, seem to have anybody on the side of the road. He has his thumb out, and you're just driving along in a truck that you commandeered. Are you going to stop? Are you going to help them? Or are you going to continue to drive? Now, me personally, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Because you could, you know, they could be an asset for you if you're trying to start a community, trying to build a compound. Let's say this guy's a doctor. Let's say this guy has, you know, 20 years in the construction field, or, you know, let's say he was a cop or a firefighter or EMT or, you know, anything that maybe possibly could help a future community, you know. Or is he a criminal that escaped jail? Or is he somebody that's been on the run for years prior to the downfall of the, you know, of the world? Is he a con artist? Is he going to hurt you and your family? Is he going to kill you, take your truck and all of your equipment with him? You know, it's kind of a very sticky, tough situation that puts everybody in a, you know, in a mind fuck type of thing. So are you gonna stop? Now, what if it is a young, possibly attractive female, or male, if you have female audience members here listening? If the person is attractive, let's just say that. If the person is attractive, and you might say, you know, I'm by myself, I'm alone, maybe I could use a companion, maybe, you know, I could fall in love in this whole, you know, shit hit the fan situation. But are you going to stop? You know, is it a ambush? You know, is it a group of people that are hiding out and they got a sniper on you, and, you know, you're going to regret that decision of stopping to help these people, even if it's a small child? So it's a lot to think about. Me personally, like I said, I would hope that I wouldn't be running solo ever. Even in a situation where I have to go out and find loot and food and medication, I wouldn't want to do it solo. I feel like I would always want somebody that I currently know having my back. And if we came across something like that, maybe ask them a few questions, try to get a body language reading off of them, try to see if they're lying. You know, I personally am thinking of, like, The Walking Dead and you know, all these other movies and shows that I've seen in the past. You know, The Walking Dead, if you're a fan of that, if you were a fan of that show, you'll see that they ran into some good people, you know, and majority of the people that they met were good people, helped them live and definitely helped them survive longer. But then you have, you know, a majority of people, like, they went to a jail and they met a bunch of inmates, and none of those inmates were good guys at the end of it. You know, they all ended up, you know, betraying them and almost getting all of them killed. So it's really a tough situation to put anybody in. But now, without the shit hit the fan situation, you deal with that on almost a daily basis. You know, you meet a new coworker, or you meet somebody in a store, or, you know, on a line to get into the movies, and you're just chatting with them. You don't know who they are. You don't know if they're murderers, or you don't know if they did 20 years in the service and, you know, saved their whole battalion. You'll never know. It's something that you kind of have to learn how to read their body language. I just think it's a very tough situation, and that's why you should definitely build your team now. Not saying that people could change their mind later on when shit hits the fan. You know, you could build a team now of all of your 5 or 6 buddies, your brother, your sister, your parents, you know, your kids, and somebody could say, you know, I'm actually low-key, I'm gonna be hoarding all of this stuff that we're currently hoarding. So you wanna hoard all this food and water and ammo, but in reality, they're taken from you and they're making little stashes without anybody knowing. So when shit really does hit the fan, they go their own way and they don't even need you guys. So you lose it on that end. And on top of that, they could even screw you guys, and you never know, they could kill you guys. You know, they could poison all of you, they could poison your food. So it's really, you really have to, you know, have a strong communication and a strong feeling if you want that person with you when shit hits the fan. So that's just a lot to think about. I put a little poll up on Spotify, I believe it is, whatever app I'm posting this on. There is a little poll that you could go to, and it's basically if you trust somebody, you know, like a stranger, to give them food and water, and if you want to even team up with them. It's a yes or no. I added some other answers for you. Make sure you check out my Discord. It's East Coast Survival Network. And as well as my Instagram. I post there a lot. I haven't really been around for the majority of, from I think it was August from last year, 2022. But I'm back now. You know, I'm doing some new recording, new podcasts. I have some ideas and stuff. But I definitely want you guys to hop on that Discord or hit me up on Instagram. We could chat. The Discord was going to be a big thing for me. I started it last year, and I wanted to kind of have different pages, different channels. I mean, if you know bug out gear and locations of where you would go when shit hit the fan, I'm going to make another channel. Would you team up with somebody? Or, you know, what are some questions to ask somebody when you come across them? You know, have you killed people? Have you stolen anything? Have you, you know, seen any outposts or any military convoys or anything like that? You know, so definitely join the Discord. I believe I have the link in my Instagram, East Coast Survival Network. But like I said, guys, feel free to reach out to me. Ask me any questions. I'll make videos. I'll make stories. I'll make podcasts. Whatever you guys want. All right, survivors, take care and be easy.